So how about we continue with our morning session 2. We're on message 5. This is page 51. How about we all declare just the broad subject that we've been covering over this line of fellowship. Right. Practicing the twos or threes. Let's stop right there real fast. Before we get into this outline, I'd just like to give you some words to kind of encapsulate this line of fellowship. And they're all right here, and they're all P words. So I really appreciated this, just as a kind of a bird's eye view of what we've been getting into regarding the twos or threes. So we first saw there's a principle. God has a principle, and that is, we would take the way not to be individual, not to be distinct, but to take the way of the body in the twos or threes. And as we see this principle and we endeavor to take this way, we need to have a beginning where we practice. We practice coming together. We practice being with others. We give ourselves to have companions. Right? And as we begin to practice, what are we practicing? Prayer. That's right. We practice by praying. Not first by doing, but by praying. We come together with others to pray ourselves into God. Amen. To pray ourselves out of ourselves into the very triune God who has a desire for man. I really appreciate it. On one hand, you know, just to keep with P words, is preach. But I appreciate the brothers brought out to preach is to contact man with a heart for man. As we pray, we get filled with another person's desire. Amen. The triune God is so longing to contact man, amen, to reach man. Amen. And then as we are those who lead ones to get saved, we don't just leave them on the side of the road, right? But we become a parent, and we become a pattern to these ones that are under our care. So now let's come to the subject, the title of message 5. Let's all read that. Shepherding and perfecting in twos or threes. You know, on the one hand, you could try to practice these things by yourself, right? I mean, you could preach the gospel by yourself. You could try to shepherd people by yourself. You could try to perfect people by yourself. But that would not be to take the principle that we see in the Bible concerning what the Lord is doing in this age, which is to build up the one body of Christ. Amen. So we'd like to see something related to shepherding and perfecting in twos or threes. Amen. So just to start out with a few verses, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul said, "But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children." Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Michael Boschlinger. Praise the Lord. From the church in Fairborn. And then verse 8, it says, "Yearning in this way over you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you became beloved to us." And then if you go down, verse 11, it says, "Just as you know how we were to each one of you, as a father to his own children, exhorting you and consoling you and testifying." Anyways, we need to see this matter of shepherding has everything to do with cherishing and nourishing. Amen. And the pattern that we see in the scriptures is of a parent, of a mother and a father. I have two children, and you know, there's just something that's in the parents to take care of the kids. There's just something welling up in us. And I appreciate even a sister right before my wife and I had our first child. She just simply said, "Don't worry. Once you see the baby, You just have so much desire. You don't have to necessarily feel like you have it all together. You just see that baby and there's just something in you to Amen. Take care, Amen. To cherish, Amen. And to nourish. Amen. So Roman numeral 1, let's read that together. In the twos and threes, we should care for others in the way of shepherding. And then point 8, to shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care of the flock. Shepherding refers to taking care of all the needs of the sheep. So we have a pop-up right away, actually. Yeah, come on forward. She would like to share on this point.
Amen. My name is Ripa. I'm from the local church in Chicago, and I am one of these sheep. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the first contact I had with the saint was my first week of freshman year. And ever since then, I'm so glad because I started going to the Bible studies and started going to the home meetings. I started to get familiar with some of the families around campus. And one day, all of a sudden, my backpack, like one of the slings broke off, like out of nowhere. And I was like, oh no, like what am I going to do? And I was like, okay, if I just have a needle and some thread, I could just sew it up myself. I'm like, no student is going to have that. So I was like, okay, I have a sister's number. I could just, she has two kids. She must have like something. She must have something. And so I texted her or like called her and I was like, hey, do you have like some needle and thread? I just need to sew up my backpack. She's like, oh, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? Do you like, is there, I don't have one, but like, I can help you out. I was like, no, no, it's okay. And then after that conversation, immediately I get another text from another sister saying, hey, do you want to go to Target? Like, I could get you like a backpack and we can work this out. And like, oh, Lord Jesus, like, I didn't expect this at all. I didn't expect them to really care for me. I mean, I was sort of new to them, but they still cared for me, and they really wanted to take care of my needs. And another incident happened where I just ended up crying at a bench. I was just, like, upset about something, and I called one of my friends, but she didn't pick up. And I was like, okay, there's a sister close by. Let me just at least call her. And I was like, hey, like, this happened. Like, I'm just, like, crying here. And she's like, are you okay? Like, what happened? I was like, no, I just need to talk. Like, you don't have to do anything. She's like, no, tell me where you are. I'm coming right now. I was like, well, no, you don't have to. You don't have to take your time out of your day just for me. And she still drove her way over there, and we started talking, and I was like, okay, it's okay. My work is, like, 2 blocks away. I can walk. She's like, no, I'm dropping you. I'm dropping you off, like, and, like, just let me know when you're out of work so we can just have lunch together. And I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this sister. Thank you for this sister. Like, I didn't expect anything out from her, but she was still there, and she really cared for me. Amen. And ever since then, like, I actually started going to her house more often, like, not just for, like, to chill or to hang out. It seems weird, but, like, no, it was so great because during those moments, like, she really nourished me. Like, she ministered Christ into me. And, like, she really encouraged me with so many things. And, like, all the saints there in Chicago, like, have really helped me come to this day. Like, I would never imagine myself to be here, standing here. I never imagined to be in a college training. So, amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, so on the one hand, you may read this point A, to shepherd is to take all-inclusive tender care and feel like, whoa, all-inclusive tender care. Yeah. But, you know, I got refreshed getting into this message, just considering it from the perspective of a parent. I don't know what my two kids, all of their needs are, but I just address their need when it comes up. I don't need to know everything that they're going to experience for the rest of their life. I mean, if I knew that, I would be crazy. My brain just couldn't take that. But I just, as a parent, I'm there. So when a need arises, I just come. I don't even know how to fix it most of the time. But I just want to be there because this is one under my care. This is one I love, right? So, you know, as we go on the gospel and as ones get begotten, we just have a love, a concern, a care. We don't need to know everything that is going to come before them, but we just avail ourselves that as they proceed, as we go forward from that day forward, we would be there. We would be someone they can call. We would be someone that they know is going to pick them up, you know, or, you know, whatever it is, give them whatever they need, you know. So anyways, I appreciate just sometimes that can be overwhelming, but let's try not to be overwhelmed by trying to figure out what are all the all-inclusive things, you know. Just be available. Avail yourself. Okay, so B, the word shepherd nearly equals the two words nourish and cherish. To cherish people is to make them happy. Amen. Don't you like to be happy? The only one that really makes happy is Jesus, right? And to make them feel pleasant and comfortable. To nourish people is to feed them with the all-inclusive Christ in his full ministry.
Amen.
So, you know, you get into these two points. Again, remember the context, yeah. Twos or threes.
Yeah.
This is not something that you are commissioned to do by yourself.
Right.
You have others.
Amen.
And, you know, I'm so thankful for my wife to raise our kids. You know, even I was anxious for her because I had to be here this whole week. So she's, you know, she's single mom right now, you know, and it's a lot. But praise the Lord, that's not our whole lives. We're together, right? So the Lord has given us some that we can pursue with.
Amen.
And we pursue with them to shepherd others.
Amen.
To cherish others.
Amen.
And to nourish others. We all, you know, we all have some way to cherish and to perfect. And as we take the way of the twos and threes, we find the ones under our care really can get all-inclusive,
yeah.
Tender care.
Yeah.
They can get cherished and nourished in every situation. And so let's get to C. C is really the burden. How do we have this shepherding life? It's out of a love, an interest, a burden, and prayer are the essential basic elements of the proper shepherding. This matter of the love, interest, burden, and prayer is not something you can find in your natural life. This is something that is in the divine life that now you have received and is in your spirit. This life knows how to be a parent. This life knows how to shepherd. So when we come together with others, it's a good opportunity to realize, wow, I cannot be in myself with this person. I have to be in my spirit. And so that brings you into another life. And that life is able to shepherd others. That life is able to cherish and to nourish others. So there's a few verses here. Philippians 2:20. Just like to read this. For I have no one like souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you. Praise the Lord. There's a little two or three there, right? That they were built up and they had a concern for the believers, for those that were under their care. So now we go on to D. The best way to shepherd people is to give them a proper pattern. So we have another pop-up. Actually, I'm going to call two brothers, Matt and Daniel. And actually, they're just going to stand with me for a little while here. Matt's going to share first, and then Daniel's going to share. Matt's going to share on.
Praise the Lord, saints. I'd like to start, or if you guys could pull out 1 Timothy 4:12, if we could read that together. Amen. we all have it, then... All right. Let no one despise your youth,
but be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity.
Amen. So I'll just introduce myself. My name is Matthew Desiri, and this is my brother, Daniel Desiri. And we are currently studying in the humble country of Hungary, in a little city with about 200,000 people. And by the Lord's grace and His mercy, it's a miracle. We're meeting every Lord's Day. We just started this past year meeting every Lord's Day with two other brothers from New Zealand. So it sounds totally random how this came about, but praise the Lord that we have this opportunity to meet together and fellowship with one another. But initially, it was just three brothers, one of the brothers from New Zealand, and by the Lord, there's so much grace and mercy in this that one of the brothers met another brother who was in his class, whose family was in and out of the church life. And so he didn't really have a strong base in the church life. So they got an apartment together, and at this apartment we started meeting every Lord's Day. So the point that I'm covering is the best way to shepherd people is to give them a proper pattern. So as us, the other brother from New Zealand was also, he grew up in the church life, so us three together, we were able to provide a proper pattern. And just like as a parent provides a pattern to their kid, a parent wouldn't show their kid or write out a flow chart of how to eat. Yeah. No, they just show them, and they feed them, yeah. Then the kid, they start eating themselves by the spoon, and that's from visual learning. The kid picks up the spoon and puts it in his mouth. He doesn't need a book to learn that. Yeah. When this brother initially started meeting with us, he was very quiet. He's a very soft-spoken New Zealander. He was open to listen. He was open to come to the meetings. He came to every meeting we had. But initially, he didn't even say amen. He didn't sing. He didn't prophesy after the meeting. What we do is we usually read some ministry material, and we like to share afterwards. And initially, he didn't do any of that. But the rest of us, we provided that pattern. So we sang, and we prayed, and we have to be patient in this process.
Yeah.
We have to be patient and pray. And during our prayers, we would actually pray for him directly to allow life to... We would pray that to allow life to grow in him and for him to mature in life and in function.
Amen.
And the more we waited, the more we saw growth. We saw that he was singing with us after a few weeks. He started singing very quietly, but we could tell that he was singing, and he was saying amen. And a couple weeks later, he prayed one of the most genuine and simple prayers I've ever heard in my life. I don't remember what he said, but I remember it almost brought us to tears just hearing how genuine and simple this prayer was and how this brother grew so much. And at the time, to be frank, I didn't really know we were being even a pattern. I mean, I'm just learning this now. We were a pattern to this young brother in our locality. And now that we are meeting, and we're going to start our second year meeting with this brother. And praise the Lord that we will be a proper pattern to this brother.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, it's good, even when you're in the twos and threes, you may not even realize you're shepherding. But just because you're being built together, you're being blended together, you're loving one another, you're caring for one another, it just produces a pattern that shepherds. It just shepherds. So let's go to E. How about we all read E, and the subpoints are very practical handle on taking the way of shepherding in the twos and threes. Okay, ready? In the twos or threes, we should fellowship about the situation with our contacts so that we can study their case, fellowship about them, and receive the mutual help for shepherding. So Daniel here is going to share on point one.
Amen. Okay, can we read point one together?
Amen.
Never try to do a quick work Rather, always do a thorough work.
So starting out last year, can you guys hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay. Starting out last year, we had this little, I met a little Korean brother, or sorry, not brother, a little Korean boy. And Lord told me, hey, go speak to him. And he was just sitting in the corner. I was like, you know what, Lord, I don't know if I could get along with this kind of boy. I'm just like some awkward American guy with some little Korean dude. But I ended up talking to him. And I went up to him, like, hey, you want to go for a walk? We were on a break. And then as we were walking, I brought up religion. I brought up my route to start my preaching. And I was pretty confident because at that point, I was 2 for 2. So I was like, yeah, I can do this. His brother will be, but no problem. He's a little, sorry, I keep downplaying him. And so I started preaching, and I was enjoying it, and I felt the flow, you know, and all this stuff. And when it was come time, when the time came to stop and pray with him and ask him, will you pray with me? He was like, you know what? No, I think I'm good for now. And I felt a little deadened, and I felt, you know, I was like, Lord, why did you tell me to speak to him if he's not going to get saved? And so I got his contact info. We got friends on Facebook, but there was no further contact after that. But I felt the urge to say something at our next fellowship meeting, at our next prayer meeting, and so I brought it up. And he started coming up in our prayers. At the end of our prayer meetings, we would have a long prayer, and he would always come up. And I don't know why. I didn't know why. I do know why now. But there was this faith in me. There was this, you know, it was God putting him in my heart. There was this care for me that I wasn't even aware of. But so we would always pray for it, for him, and for his saving. And, you know, it says somewhere, yes, 12:2. Yes, it says somewhere that Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
And I realized today that that wasn't my own faith that was causing me to pray for that that boy, but it was Jesus who gave. Who, of course, I know it wasn't a perfect faith because I wasn't like I wasn't so strong in my prayers, but the faith was there, and the Lord was pushing me to pray for this one. And then it was about a semester later, and it was exam period. I was very stressed. I had a chemistry exam in 2 days. And I got this message randomly, and it was from this brother. He said, hey, Dan, I just got a revelation. I believe in the Lord Jesus. I was like, you know, it takes a big man to say that he cried, so I cried, yes. Some tears came, and they were flowing. And, yes.
Amen.
And I just started messaging this brother. He was asking so many questions. He was so curious. And I started getting the urge to call this guy. And we were messaging on Facebook. And I got the urge to call him. I'm like, I don't have his number, Lord. I don't know how to call him. And then I kept getting this feeling to call him. I was like, can you even call on Facebook? I mean, praise the Lord, you can call on Facebook. So yeah, there's this little phone thing at the top right that I found out. And so I called him. And the mystery of human life, I had that in one of my drawers. And I told him to repeat after me. And he prayed that with me. And brothers and sisters, this was, I would have to say, the epitome of my Christian life. I received the greatest joy.
Amen.
In my heart, and it was a truly touching thing.
Amen.
And so I brought it to my brother's attentions, and yeah. But the point is, at the time I was preaching the gospel, I was trying to do a quick work, I wasn't being thorough. Rather, I just wanted to get this brother saved so that I could write another one in the books, 3 for 3. That's what I wanted. Praise the Lord, I wasn't 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Because I really got this experience that,
amen,
you know, we need to be thorough in our works.
Amen.
We can't be quick.
Amen.
You know, we need rejection in our lives.
Amen.
You know, just like the Lord was stood up, you know, we need to be stood up. We need to be rejected.
Amen.
There was, right before we came here, sorry if I'm taking a while, I didn't look at the clock. I went to the Sunday meeting before we came here. And it was brought up that if you're doing a work for the Lord and you're anxious, it's probably not from the Lord. But if you're patient, then it's likely that that work is from the Lord.
Amen.
And like my brother said, we were just patient even with the one we were praying for.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even realize we were shepherding this one by just living, by just going there and praying.
Amen.
And worshiping.
Amen.
I mean, you know, praise the Lord that I can now learn to be patient. I can now learn not to even to just be patient, but to boast in the Lord.
Amen.
Because we have the hope of glory.
Amen.
I mean, we can never be put to shame.
Amen.
But we can always just be encouraged, you know,
amen,
to press on with this mind.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm... Amen.
Praise the Lord. So how about we read 1, 2, and 3 together? Never try to... You guys can sit down.
Rather, always do a thorough work. After our study, we should pray. Then we can decide whom we should contact and by what way.
Amen. So I'm going to stop here. But, you know, there's a lot of wonderful ministry related to this message. I would highly encourage you to pursue, as you get back, the reference material. There's a lot of practical handles. We just don't have the time, but really would encourage you to read that. So now Brother Tim's going to continue.
Praise the Lord. My name's Tim Liu. I'm from the church in Chicago. But just to continue my brother's burden, there's so much reference to this message, and we could actually spend a whole conference just speaking about shepherding.
Right.
And you know, we were reading it through in our own times, and we just felt so convicted. You know, we thought we knew shepherding, but going through these excerpts and these references noted at the end, that we don't know shepherding. And in your time when you guys, maybe when you come back in your 2s and 3s, this could be something you can get into.
Amen.
But let's get into the second Roman numeral. How about we read that together?
We must coordinate 2s or 3s to perfect those under our care.
And maybe we could start off with a pop-up here with Ian.
Praise the Lord. So in our home meeting, the brothers and I kind of got a burden that we really wanted to care for the saints in our home meeting and realized we needed to first enter into this through prayer. And so we began to have a Google Hangout the night before our home meeting and to pray together just for the atmosphere, and just that the Lord would be poured out in our meeting. And as we began to pray over a little bit of time, we gained a burden that the saints would enter in to the function of speaking forth God in the meeting. We would be going through some ministry, and then after the ministry, we would have a time, you know, for anybody to share some enjoyment of Christ. And we were just burdened that all the saints would bring forth their portion and that they would feel comfortable to be able to bring forth their portion of Christ so that we could all be supplied. And so we began to labor in prayer for this. And with that, though, we realized that we needed to first be the pattern for the saints in our meeting. And so within our group, we you know, began to take the initiative to, you know, share a portion of enjoyment that we may have had in the meeting. And then also we started to the following meeting, we would have a little summary at the beginning of what we previously read. And so we wanted the saints to enter into that, too, as well. And we, again, took the initiative to, you know, to speak in this portion. And so as we began to practice this and continue, you know, laboring in prayer together through our coordination, you know, some meetings were a little bit better than others, you know, as things got going. But over the course of time, the other saints in the meeting began to enter in. Yeah. And they began to share their portion of Christ with us. And they even began to take up the burden of volunteering to share the next week, you know, as a summary within that. And, you know, through this, though, I just realized that, you know, we needed to really be tender with the saints, you know, because on the one hand, we can want, in our concept, it may be, oh, well, the saints need to function to build up the church. So, brother, you need to function in the meeting, right? But that would just bring about some resistance, and we wanted the saints to be comfortable in the meeting. And so we really entered in. I felt like the prayer was really the foundation for us to be able to even bring this to the saints and to be able to encourage them in a loving way, to dispense their portion of Christ, that we could all be filled and built together in our small group.
Amen.
Thank you. So we see that this isn't just, you know, once we got shepherding down, there's a perfecting. But actually, you see that the shepherding flows in and actually leads to perfecting.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just really wonderful to see that what we're learning here in our twos and threes, it's not, you know, we've got prayer down, so let's start preaching the gospel. You know, and then once we got preaching down, okay, now it's time for us to shepherd, and then after that, be a pattern. Yeah. But no, you can almost see this as a circle. Yeah. Because once in your twos and threes, you guys are praying, and you guys are getting into the preaching of the gospel and into parenting and being a pattern, you're bringing those under your care to do the same thing.
Right.
So it's just this continual cycle that we are learning, and as we're learning, we become patterns.
Amen.
So last night's message was actually pretty key in laying the foundation to this message,
yeah,
because we learned that, you know, to perfect means to make someone perfect.
No,
right? So there's two different words for this. The noun for perfect is to make someone is perfect, right? To complete. But we're talking about the verb to perfect. And we learned from last night that the word to perfect means to make someone useful, right?
Amen.
So let's read point eight together.
To perfect
means to make a person useful. Amen. And then let's read Roman numeral 1. Let's change Ephesians 4:16 to 4:12. So the Greek word for perfecting in Ephesians 4:12 means equipping, supplying the function. So I just appreciate, you know, last time we heard that, you know, we're not equipped to do some specialized work. It's we're learning ourselves in our twos and threes to be equipped for a normal function. And we're also trying to be furnished. And, you know, praise the Lord that this isn't out of ourselves, and this isn't our natural talents that we're getting equipped, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is through our enjoyment, our mutual enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
And one of the excerpts I just wanted to read here. It says here, we need to enter into the Apostle Paul's thought when he talked about the perfecting of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of his word concerning the perfecting of the saints is that God's intention is to have every believer able to do the things that the gifted persons do.
Amen.
So we saw this in the example our brother Marty gave us last night, right?
Yeah.
So the problem is there's a contrast view, and we see this a lot, is that only the ones that are gifted are functioning.
Hmm.
And you see, you know, in our memory verses that this section in Ephesians 4:11 through 16, this is the most missed in most Christians.
Yeah.
And it's sad because this is what Paul saw, and this is what's in God's heart.
Amen.
So it's just really, really encouraging to see that, you know, we need to enter in.
Amen.
You know, God has a purpose, and he needs to carry it out to build his church.
Amen.
And the building of the church requires all of us to function.
Amen.
So, amen. So let's read A2 together.
The saints,
including the students, must be perfected to manifest their function. So let's say that again, and let's emphasize including the students. The saints, including the students, must be perfected to manifest their function. So, you know, sometimes we can look down on ourselves. I'm just a student, you know. Look at the trainees that shared last night. You know, maybe I should wait until the training. And we heard the word, don't wait, right? There's perfect opportunity right now and plenty of opportunities on the campus that we can learn to be equipped, right? So another excerpt I have here says here that there is a capacity in the divine life which the believers possess and enjoy. And this capacity needs to be developed unto their ability. And in the human life, there is the capacity of hearing, seeing, smelling, speaking, and walking. All these capacities need a certain amount of development. And for the development to take place, there is the need of practice. A little infant has a capacity to see, but if his eyes are always covered, he will become blind because his seeing function has never been practiced or developed. So for the function to be developed, there is the need for the growth of life and practice. So we see here that we have a capacity in this divine life that we have. But if we don't give the opportunity for it to manifest and to be expressed, that never builds up. Yeah. So it just in my experience as a student, you know, Ian gave us an example of a home meeting. And I don't know if it's the same for yours, but in our home meeting, everyone took turns. So there was an email sent out, and there's always the email says, you know, who wants to make the main dish, who wants to do dessert, all this stuff. And at first, I thought, you know, I'm a student. I don't know how to cook. You know, maybe I'll just leave that for the saints and someone else. But eventually, one of those times, I volunteered to make the main dish. And for a brother, that's kind of bold. So I was worried. And so, you know, I was fellowshipping with some of the saints. And, you know, I started looking up different websites. And so, praise the Lord, I did find something to cook, and it was edible, but that was a perfecting, right? That was an equipping, even though it's so practical. You know, it's really hard to have a home meeting without food.
Right.
So, you know, it's good to be even equipped in that function, because sometimes we just go to a home meeting and expect the saints to provide everything. But, you know, in the home meetings, there's so much more. You know, there needs to be a saint that needs to play a guitar. You know, you guys have all been in experience of being in a meeting and there's no guitar, no piano, and try to start singing up that way. You know, it's very hard. So, you know, and someone needs to be equipped. Someone needs to be, you know, supplied in that function.
Amen.
To carry out, you know, all these various different things in a home meeting.
Amen.
But let's put this context in the campus, right? You have a Bible study. And, you know, some of us are blessed to have some full-time trainees, and they can help us out in the Bible study. But, you know, what if you're in a place that doesn't have a full-timer? Are you just going to cry and say that, you know, well, I can't have a Bible study because I don't have a full-timer here? No, right? I mean, the Lord's work on that campus, in your campus, will never get built up. So what's the best thing to do is just practice. Go ahead and try. And one of the best, I guess that's how we learned, right? When we ride a bike or anything, we try and we learn by our failures and our mistakes. So it's just encouraging to see that we have a capacity.
Amen.
We just need to give it the space to be manifested.
Amen.
So let's read the point A3.
Through
the manifested function of every saint, the church is built up. The building of the church is the responsibility of all the saints. Amen. So this was also something that was emphasized, but I circled every saint and all the saints. So, you know, it's when you're in campus or just in your life, I mean, sometimes you look at yourself and say that you just kind of, I guess you could say you lower yourself. I'm a freshman, I don't know what to do, you know. I'll let this to the seniors and the juniors. Or maybe, you know, you look at yourself and you realize, wow, I mean, that brother knows really how to preach the gospel. Well, you know, I'm not like him, so I'll leave that to him. But no, what we heard from last night was that, you know, we just need to bring ourselves, attach ourselves to that one.
Yeah.
And then just be the one willing to learn.
Amen.
To be equipped.
Amen.
So yeah, it was just really encouraging that we learned last night that, you know, these gifts that the Lord gave to the body, is for us to be built up.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not for them to be put on a shelf and say, you know, this guy's amazing. But anyway, so we can move on to point B. And the point B is the goal, right? So the goal for the perfecting of the students is that the students will participate in the work of the ministry, which is to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So our goal, you know, it's not that on campuses that we're not just telling you to do stuff. You know, sometimes as full-timers, you know, you're encouraging the students. And I remember this my sophomore and junior year, you know, it came time that, you know, we were starting up a club and someone needed to lead the Bible studies. And I was like, there's no way I can do it. You know, you guys can do it. You guys have went to a Bible school. But, you know, that wasn't their thought. Their thought was a student, you know. It's always good to have a student to lead a Bible study, right? It's just, but the way they did it was they didn't just exhort me. You know, here's the Bible. Here's the chapter. Tomorrow, just present it. But no, it was just like we met up just like normal during lunch or maybe in my apartment. And we just get into it. You know, the enjoyment and just the, I guess just the enjoyment of Christ and just hearing others. We were taking turns speaking our enjoyment.
Amen.
And little by little, you know, you realize that, wait, I can't do this. So the first one wasn't always glorious, but as we go on, we learn.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate, even now when I look at it, in our Bible studies this past year, we started doing that. So we were asking some of the students, is it okay if you do an opening? And the first thought is, no, I can't do that. You know, I have classes, I got a lot of studying to do. But so we took the initiative, like what we were talking about earlier in this outline.
Yeah.
We provided the pattern. So we did it. You know, we showed them how it is. And then little by little, we asked, hey, is it okay if we meet up? You know, maybe we can talk over what we went over last week. And maybe you can say maybe something 30 seconds, you know, or maybe a phrase or two, just to help each other get into the flow.
Yeah.
And you know, we ended up almost week by week, we had a new student willing to step up and do a quick review. And you know, that wouldn't have been possible if we just thought that, you know, well, we'll save it to these two full timers or three full timers, let them do it. And we'll get into it. So anyway, so it's just really encouraging.
Amen.
To see that we have a part.
Amen.
Especially as students.
Amen.
You have a part.
Amen.
In the building up of the body.
Yeah.
So let's go to point C. Let's read that together.
We must
learn the truth and know what is the faith, who is the Son of God, and how to grow in life. When we have learned these lessons, we will be able to teach others in the same way. Wow. So it says here in Ephesians 4:13, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God,
amen,
at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
So I appreciate the word until.
Yeah.
And also we all. So, you know, once you learn something, you can also fall into this mentality that I know how it's done, you know, and it's just like you lift yourself up and it's just harder for you to perfect someone or to help someone. But you realize here that we are all going. There's a goal. You know, it says here until we all arrive.
Amen.
So it's not just that I'm built up. I know how to do this. I'm equipped. But it's how about my companions? You know, are they equipped? Or how about this one that I'm caring for, this new freshman? Is he equipped or is she equipped? So I just appreciate this context is not just to, it's not our personal growth.
Yeah.
It's the twos and threes.
Amen.
For the building up of the body.
Amen.
And, you know, when we look at it, we can consider this in our campus.
Yeah.
You know, how about my campus? Are we those that are building up the body on this campus?
Amen.
So it's just really encouraging. Even these different aspects, you know, we need to learn the truth. What is the truth, right? These are the things that are true and real. So I'm reading this in the footnote 2 on oneness. But so what's true and real? It's the process triune God.
Amen.
His New Testament economy,
amen,
like what we've heard so much about, right, this,
yes,
week.
Yes.
It's God is dispensing, right?
Amen.
And then we also have the all-inclusive Christ and the organic body of Christ.
Amen.
And the next thing in point C is know what is the faith. So this faith is, it's not our act of believing, but it's what we believe,
right?
And it's an equipping to know this, right? If someone comes up to you and, you know, they're trying to ask you, you know, what do you believe in? It would freeze up, right? And so, you know, in our twos or threes, it's good to encourage each other, equip each other. Yeah. You know, what do we believe in?
Yeah.
You know? And then so when we're shepherding a new one and he doesn't know who we are, at least you can speak on what you believe.
Amen.
And that's common to all believers,
Amen.
Right? So on top of that, we also need to know who the Son of God is,
Amen.
Right? So the Son of God is Christ. And this Christ is growing. He is life to us.
Amen.
And, you know, most people might know he's only a religion. He's only this person up in the heavens. But, you know, how, I'm pretty sure some of you guys can share in this, that, you know, how liberating it is to know that this one is in you.
Amen.
He's in you as your life.
Amen.
And he is in there to supply you,
yes.
even practically, in your studying.
Amen.
So to a new one, that is so encouraging. You know,
yes.
So equipping.
Yes.
And then the next one is we need to know how to grow in life.
Amen.
So, you know, this Christ is living and he's moving and he's in us.
Amen.
But we need to give him the ground to grow, right?
Amen.
So we're learning that right now.
Yes.
We need to cooperate.
Amen.
And, you know, now that we know this, hey, we can equip people.
Amen.
We equip those under our care to know that you have a supply.
Amen.
You have Christ in you.
Amen.
And you need to let this Christ grow.
Amen.
So, you know, we can't say we've learned these lessons. We can say that we're learning,
yes.
right? And through that learning, you know, we're getting equipped.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't equip others.
Yeah.
You know, we've learned a lot of things, and some of these new ones probably have never heard of what we just heard about this whole week. You know, we've seen a lot,
yes.
and it's a shame to have this just go away or just pack it up, put it in a notebook in our shelf. But these riches need to be spread out.
Amen.
And I just appreciate that, you know, our going out, even speaking these things, or even practicing these things,
yes.
is such an equipping
Amen.
To those under our care.
Amen.
And what a pattern this would be, that you come back to your campus, and maybe it's just a phone call, or, you know, you start off in your twos and threes, and you just find your companions. Maybe you don't have twos and threes yet. And all of a sudden, here you are, you're burdened, you're praying. And all of a sudden, this semester,
yeah.
you found a companion or two companions.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
So, anyways, I just appreciate that, you know, we're not here that speaking that we've attained,
right.
but we're practicing,
Amen.
Right? In one of the first few messages, it
right.
says we're practicing.
Amen.
So we can see here the context in D, you know, where are we practicing these twos and threes? So let's read this point together.
As
we practice carrying out the Lord's move on the campuses, twos or threes, we will learn and get ourselves perfected. Then we will become a pattern, and our pattern will be perfecting to others. Praise the Lord. So we touched this, and the brother mentioned 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth. But be a pattern to the believers
Amen.
In word, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Amen.
So, saints, as those, you know, we're desperate
Amen.
For the building up of the body, we need ourselves to be willing to be equipped.
Yeah.
So there's so many people around us. There's the saints around us. There's the trainees around us. Just be in that position to be open. Be willing to be equipped.
Amen.
And then through this, those that we contact, those that we're shepherding, can also be supplied
Amen.
And furnished.
Amen.
So, let's see. How about the brothers? Read point one under D.
After the responsible students serve for a few months, they should bring other students into bearing responsibilities.
Amen. And then I have 2 Timothy 2:2 here. And the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. And then 2 Timothy 4:5, but you, be sober in all things, suffer evil, do the work of an evangelist, fully accomplish your ministry. So we realize here that none of us are big apostles or big prophets or evangelists or teachers, but we can all do this.
Right.
We have the life that has this capacity,
Amen.
And we just need to exercise to be one with this
Amen.
With this life.
Amen.
So if you don't know how to preach the gospel, praise the Lord for the twos and threes,
Amen.
Grab your companion and go out, right?
Amen.
Or if you don't know how to shepherd someone, praise the Lord, you have another person there.
Right.
You know, you could fellowship, you could talk, I don't know how to be with this one,
yeah.
right? And then I guess there was one pop-up earlier this week with CJ. You know, what if you're busy and this one under your care needs help? Are you just going to leave him alone? Like, a mother doesn't do that to a baby or to a child, right? And you, actually, one of the readings was like, you know, a mother can't call in a sick day, right? So you always have to be available. And praise the Lord, in the twos and threes, we can always be available. You know, you can't personally be available, but maybe your companion's available.
Right.
And that's a good way to build up. So,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So after we are open to being equipped, you know, this might take months, might take a year, but praise the Lord, through that, we have the capacity to bring others in.
Amen.
So what happens is, point two, so how about the sisters? We can read that.
The students will eventually graduate, but while they are still in school, they should build up something on the campus. Then those whom they raise up will continue, and the Lord's work will not be terminated.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And let's read point three all together. Through our shepherding and perfecting in twos or threes, we should expect that there would be a visible, discernible manifestation of growth in life for those under our care. And just for your encouragement, 1 Timothy 4:15, practice these things, be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all. So saints, you know, learn by imitation.
Amen.
Learn from those who have this function, these functions,
Amen.
And just go out and so that our progress may be manifest.
Amen.
So, you know, we were learning, you know, how do we grow in a consistent way? And we see that it's in this line of twos and threes, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in a spiritual high and then drop all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord gave us a way, especially in this training, to see that the twos and threes are the way for us to carry out our growth, our normal growth in the Lord.
Amen.
So just to end, maybe we can just read the focus together.
Amen.
We
must coordinate together in twos or threes to shepherd the young ones by cherishing and nourishing them. We must also perfect them, being a pattern to them so that they can become useful and bear responsibility in the church life.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so maybe we can have some to come up and testify and share.